We are all targets, Anna. If I could protect you and the boys with my body, I would. Her head snaps to me. Would you? Of course. She puts down her pen and meets my gaze. Then go over to Captain Rimmer's cabin. Tell him who you are, and order him to turn this ship back to the mainland so we can all get off it. I pinch the bridge of my nose. I am no one, Anna. She snorts. That's what I thought. Pushing away my exhaustion, I grab my blanket and limp down to the cargo hold to sleep. Dark, stale, and rat-infested it might be, but I will get better sleep lying on coiled rope than in my berth tonight. I don't get better sleep. I get no sleep, actually, as I nestle amid the ropes and let the motion of the ship stir my thoughts to and fro like stew. I'm tired and thirsty and very alone.
Are you waiting for me, or hiding from me?
Dominic's voice caresses the silence an hour into my solitude. I jerk upright as he approaches my resting spot, the covered lantern in his hand letting the barest light wash over the forgotten space. Neither. I'm wide awake now, my hands gripping my rope nest. Despite the poor lighting, I am acutely aware of Dominic's every motion, from the solid tap of his boots against the deck to the slight stoop of his shoulders as he ducks beneath the overhead beams, to the instinctive sway of his body to compensate for the rocking sea. I'm just,
If the next word out of your mouth is sleeping, then you should devise a better lie.
Resting? My heart's insistent pounding muffles my thoughts. Will you accept thinking? That, at least, has the added benefit of being true. Dominic reaches me in two long steps and crouches beside me.
Shall I leave you to your thoughts?
Yes. No. I don't know. I rub my face. I don't know what Dominic reads in my eyes, but after a moment of intense study, he hoists himself up beside me and, in a single fluid motion, he lifts me into his lap. His lap? A gasp escapes me. I've seen sailors perch whores on their thighs, and strapping courtiers lift pretty girls who giggle and wrap dainty arms around the men's necks. But Dominic's manhandling has a different feel to it. Confident and intimate. Possessive. Knowledgeable. As for me, I've never been with a man, never even kissed one before 3 days ago when my lips locked with Dominic's in this very hold. Waves and hail! I watched Catsper strip himself naked on the deck this morning and felt not a tenth of the awkward discomfort that crawls over my skin now. Dominic's arms tighten around me.
You don't have to be a warrior just now. Not with me. Tell me what you're thinking.
I couldn't do that even if I wanted to. In any case, it's impossible to concentrate amidst the ensemble of hard muscles pressed against me. Dominic nuzzles my hair, taking a deep lungful of my scent before exhaling a warm breath that tickles my ear. On the deck above, the bell calls the time. The watch will be changing soon, and Dominic needs to go ensure the transition. There isn't any time for anything on this bloody ship. I don't want to talk, I rasp, lifting my face toward his. Dominic's body shifts beneath me, tensing as if readying for battle, or fighting itself. He inhales again, the tip of his nose brushing my cheek.
We will have time, he whispers, his voice raspy. We will make time.
My hands clutch his shirt and pull. The hard angle of Dominic's jaw lowers to align with my mouth, which already prickles in anticipation of his lips' velvety warmth. His lips hover inches from mine, his body stone still, while the air around me is saturated with need. I growl softly, but Dominic remains poised, a captain awaiting the perfect moment before ordering the great guns to life. Inside me, however, the explosions are well on their way. I arch up toward him. Dominic beats me to it. Like a sail suddenly filled with wind, his mouth descends on mine, his tongue claiming me with powerful strokes that send jolts of crackling energy over my skin,